Because, you know, in business, what you are doing now, a lot of people are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like 1,000 people are doing it. So how do you now stand out? So if you want to scale your business, you need to think of how to stand out. How somebody leave the other person to come to you? So do you have any idea on what you can do to your business to make it stand out? My name is Ugochukwu Umebe Robert. You can call me Ugo. I'm a solution creator and change maker. My company name is Igubro Digital. I help business owners make more sales and get more customers online. And today at Smart Growth Show, I'm here with Sharon. Hello, Sharon. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
You're looking so beautiful with this your hair.
Thank you.
Who styled this hair for you?
He did.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You styled it by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. So Sharon, welcome to Smart Growth Show.
Thank
you. The show is all about growing your business, scaling your business, and leveling up your business. So let's meet Sharon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My name is Sharon Efomo Otengabo.
Okay.
I'm from Benin, Edo State, Nigeria.
That your name sounds Urubo.
It actually sounds Delta, but it's Benin. Okay. I've gotten that question a lot of times, but it's Benin actually.
Okay.
I'm an entrepreneur, even though I had my first degree in microbiology at the prestigious University of Benin.
Ilibe.
Yes. But I'm an entrepreneur and my business name is ProHairs Gallery.
ProHairs
Gallery. Yes. Okay. We sell hair extensions like attachment for braiding hairs and wigs.
Okay.
And also we braid hair like mobile salon. No physical store at the moment. So we just get clients who wants to make their hair and we go to their homes to install the hairs for them.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. So I want to ask, can you tell me more about Sharon? Sharon, you know, growing up, what was your fantasy? Are you among those people that said, I want to be a lawyer, doctor, or pilot?
Well, actually, growing up, I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be medicine.
Mm.
But what informed that decision was the fact that I lost my dad early.
Mm.
And I think one of the reasons was that he was moved from a particular hospital to another that particular night. And I think the doctors were really not on ground. So there was a lot of mishandling when it has to do with his health. And before 1, 2, 3, he passed.
Nigerian factor.
So that kind of, I'm like, okay, because I've always loved sciences, it just came natural for me.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do medicine
to
because
lives.
I wanted to just help out. But, you know, Universe happened. I didn't get medicine, but I put in for microbiology, I think, another year, and I got it. So I was still happy because I still wanted to be in the science line. So basically, yeah.
So what made you, at what moment did you say that I want to become an entrepreneur?
Well, I think entrepreneurial kind of grew with me, or I grew with it. I don't know which of them now, but I just grew up knowing that I could do a lot of stuff. Like, I started making hair from, like, maybe age 7.
Are you serious?
Yes. So I was raised by my grandma. So I used to make my grandma's hair, like weave her hair, make cornrows and all of that for her. So I just knew that I could do a lot of things, but it wasn't like I was taught. So like more like I was born with the fact that I just knew I could do it.
Yeah.
So over time I developed on the skills. I was making hair even before I gained admission into uni. And while I was in uni, I think I made money from hair as well, making my roommate's hair.
Yeah.
And I would get money, cook with the same money, we all eat the food, you know, something like that. So I just knew I could do it.
Yeah.
And so at some point, I didn't really see myself doing 9 to 5.
I don't know.
There was really no reason, but I just feel like I wanted to have my own thing and have more time to do other stuff. So entrepreneur was just the way for me.
So you say that you are born an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I think. I would say that, actually.
Okay.
I would say that. Like, if I should go into a 9 to 5 right now,
I
think I'll just do it for a while. I will still go back. So it'll just be like a circle until I feel like I settle for being an entrepreneur.
Okay. So the temptation of going to look for a job didn't even come at all?
No, really. It didn't really come. I don't think I was really tempted. A few times I thought of it when business just started and it looked really, sales was, you know, very slow and getting clients was, that's a difficult, but it wasn't really easy. So, you know, friends would advise, don't you think you should just get a job? But I knew that if I get a job, it was just to raise funds for a particular time and still put the money back into what I've always wanted to do. So.
Yes. Okay. Okay. You mentioned about getting clients. So I want to ask, how do you get clients for your business?
Okay. Currently, or how I've always gotten clients?
Yeah. How have you gotten clients from your
Okay. From the beginning, I once worked in a salon.
Okay.
Top shop. My bosses now, they've relocated to Canada, but while they were in Nigeria, I was working there as one of the top graders in the shop.
Okay.
So that was before COVID. So okay. of course, when COVID hit, you know, everybody were home and there was no, people were not going out. And it got to a point where people were actually very scared to go out, to even associate, make people's hair and all that. Yeah. So it was,
Social distancing, I think,
it was really bad. And then business was bad for a lot of business owners. So I could remember then we were still home and clients would come to the office and we're not around. So it got to a point they wanted to have your number directly because we're not comfortable coming to the shop.
To the shop again.
And my office didn't have a plan for you doing home service as a den for clients. So they didn't really have an issue with giving your number or allowing you to give your number to your clients at the time. So just one client gets serviced and they are satisfied. They talk to somebody else because people are not going out and they're not willing to go out. So they go like, oh, your hair is nice. Who made it? Oh, and there's this girl and da-da-da-da-da.
And you just leverage on that?
At some point, yes, I did because we're not even going to the office in the first place.
So they are coming to your home? Or
no, yeah. I was going to their home.
Okay.
Yeah. So it just started like that. One client refers another. And then I kept telling people around me, this is what I do for now. Just like that. It was slow, but it was...
That's fantastic. So it's all about you having a place you worked. And
that was a foundation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also using that place to get your customer base.
Yes.
At least starting out.
Yes.
Okay. How many customers do you currently have now?
I don't think I can count, like give you a figure, but I can say there's no exact number. So I have to start doing counting. Something substantial enough.
Can you give us kind of range?
Say like between 15 and 20. But most of my clients have moved out of the country.
15 and 20.
That was another thing.
And these 15 and 20, they're always returning?
Yes, most of them do return.
Like how many percentage of that is this number?
Say 60%. I have some clients that are consistent, but a whole lot of them have moved out of Nigeria.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's currently one of the challenges I'm facing. Mm. So I hear calls like, oh, maybe you should relocate or stuff like that. No.
But you need to look for more customers.
Yes, of course. So I'm working on that.
Okay. So how much do you make your stylist when you style someone?
It depends on what exactly the person is doing. Person is braiding is between 20 to 35K.
Okay. So what about if you go out for home service?
Yes, that's if the person is braiding, for instance. Mm. And the location determines if you are on the island here, we could do the braid for you for 30,000 naira.
Because I remember one of my aunts that came back from US last December, she was at Eco Hotel. I saw these hairstylists come in with their big bars all the time.
And it also depends on the client I'm making. So if I was to charge your auntie, I'm sure I'll, you know, step up my price.
Okay.
Because of course I could have perceived that she could pay more.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's no fixed price for everybody.
Okay. What things do you think you can do to earn more money from what you're doing right now?
Pushing maybe, well, I won't say maybe, like have more social media awareness.
You don't have that, right?
I do that, but I've not been so consistent because I kind of do everything myself. So.
Okay. Social media. Okay, can you tell me how much you made last year? Can you maybe
the whole of last year? Well, maybe give you a figure. Gross or net?
You know why I'm asking all these questions?
No.
If you want to scale your business, you need to know all these things. You need to know your numbers. That's the foundation of scaling your business. You need to know your numbers, how many customers you have, how much are the products or services, what you're rendering, and you should be able to tell how much you made the last year. So you need to know your numbers, and if you cannot do that, it's not easy for you to scale that business because you cannot scale what you don't know, what you cannot measure.
Mm.
It's something you measure, that you know that maybe I need to do this, I need to change, I need to do that. But that's what I'm asking those questions. So it's something you need to look into and begin to know how you get your customers, know how you retain them, and you know you should be able to know how many customers you have. So how do you just see their contact? Do you have a way where you write their names down or something?
Yes, I see.
And their contact, their phone number.
Yes.
On your phone as a contact or separate place?
On my phone, like a file, well, I have all their
contacts. You have a kind of list or what?
Yes.
Do you have broadcast list?
I don't know if I'll call a broadcast list, but I just have a list of the clients. Mm. And
have you thought about creating a group for your customers?
Yes, okay. I have a group, but the group is not for the service-based customers. It was just for those that... It was a sales group for those that buy hairs, not for those that I render services to.
Mm. So, talking about social media, you say you're not very active on social media.
Consistent.
You need to be consistent on social media. So, which platforms are you on right now?
Instagram.
Only Instagram? No Facebook?
Facebook.
You need to go Facebook. You need to go TikTok. TikTok is blowing up right now.
Yeah.
So you need to go there. And again, you can also leverage advertising, sponsored ads,
mm-hmm.
to get more customers. That's how you get more customers.
Yes, I do sponsored ads.
Okay, you do that.
Yes.
So when people see what you are doing, they should be able to say, oh, I like this. Mm-hmm. They'll reach out to you and they'll become a customer. So you need to do that. And again, the issue of knowing your numbers. How do you know how much that comes into your business?
Yes, I do.
And the amount that goes out. Can you know that?
Yes.
That means you know your numbers somehow. That means you know your numbers somehow. So, okay, ask that question. How can you make more money from your business? How can you develop more streams of incomes from your business? Do you have any idea?
I'm not so sure.
Hmm?
No.
Okay, I think you're a hairstylist. Do you sell hairs?
Yes, I do.
What about the accessories?
On demand, yes.
I think it's...
Because I don't have a physical store, so what I tend to sell for now, it's kind of limited. Like, I just don't want to stock up, you know, my house with... So whatever I sell based on order.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, but I think there are some things that are, you know, you use on a daily basis. That those things, you can have it in a pretty number so that you can be selling them. It's not every time you need it, you order it. You need to be available.
Yes. So basically what I sell is the extension itself. So what you mean by accessories now? I'm not sure what exactly you mean by accessories. So I sell the hair extension itself, like what I'm wearing now, and then for braids as well. So that's what I sell.
What I mean by accessories, the things that helps you to fix the head, to fix the hair.
Basically, you just sell the wigs. They're already made.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You sell and wear.
Okay, so I think you can sell more of the accessories, the hair, and also, is there any other way you can make people to buy what you're selling? Is there any other offer you can come up with? Because, you know, in business, what you are doing now, a lot of people are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like 1,000 people are doing it. So how do you not stand out? So if you want to scale your business, you need to think of how to stand out. How will somebody leave the other person to come to you? So do you have any idea on what you can do to your business to make it stand out?
Well, I give premium services. Like, I give services that are very satisfactory.
How will someone know that you give a premium service? Someone that has not met you before.
Convince the person to try it.
So how will you convince the person?
I sell the business to the person. I sell the ideas. I sell what I have to offer. And I show you what I've done before.
So if you have the chance to meet the person now?
Yes.
What if you don't have the chance to meet the person?
I put it out there.
So you say you're not...
I just say consistent.
Okay. Okay, that's pretty good. So social media is settled now. All you need to do is just to... Push more social media.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know your numbers. I think you're doing well.
Thank you.
Doing well. So what you need to do is to, I think you need to run more adverts to get more people. Mm-hmm. We are talking about scaling business. So if you have maybe 15 to 20 customers, now you need to have like 50.
Yeah.
If you can be able to handle it. So how do you get those numbers? You have to run ads, online ads, to show more people mm-hmm. what you are doing. Because what you put out on social media, there, people that are seeing it is limited.
Yeah.
Well, if you have like 2,000 followers, they'll maybe show it to maybe like 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
So but if when you run sponsored ads, it will help you to show it to more people and you get it to more people to see what you are doing. So I think you need to leverage social media marketing, running sponsored ads. So with that, it will help you in scaling up. And also TikTok. TikTok is doing well, very well. And also run ads too. With small money like 1,000, 2,000, you can initiate an ad that will get more people to see what you are doing. So that's what another thing you need to do to scale your business.
Okay.
So I think we are good. Do you have any question to ask?
No, I don't think I have questions.
Okay. Thank you for coming to the
Thank
show.
You so
I hope
much.
You have gotten something that you apply in your business to scale your business.
And one more ads.
Good to have you.
Yeah, thank you.